real people as messed up as me. But they also had a real God who changed them. My friends, that's what happens. You see, when I bring my non-Christian friend to that group, we're not going to zero in on them or even have a Bible study directed toward them. But I want to fulfill what Jesus said. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples. How do you know you love one another as I've loved you? And that's what happens in these groups. I think this past year about Tim Hines. We all remember when Tricia told us that she was going to marry Tim, and we were scared to death because Tim was just getting out of prison. And we all tried to talk her out of it. And you know how that goes? You can't talk people out of it. And she married him. And yet they started going to that life group where Joe Martin and Jim Sanderson were leading it. And one night they split up into men and women, and the men began to open up about their problems. And Tim decided, you know, I can open up about my problems. And he began to share, and the group began to support them. And before long, what's going on? Tim's in this water being baptized into Christ. It just happens that naturally. As I've seen people in life groups over this past year, I've seen people take the church van and the life group attend a funeral together. I've seen people as life groups buy somebody a car who needed one, install a telephone in someone's house. I've seen life groups help people move. People begin to be served that way, and people, you know, there's something extraordinary here. I want to get on that. Wow, what an exciting picture. What's our challenge? Our challenge is to find a place to share life, a place to serve, a place to heal, a place to apply God's Word, to build relationships that make a difference, and to lead lost people to Christ. Now let's close with this question. What's it going to take? Just because we say we've got life groups, that doesn't mean you're going to go. Honestly, just because you go doesn't mean you're going to participate the way you could. What's it going to take? Let me give you two things to close. Number one, it's going to take a passion for this ministry. We need some people that are passionate about small group ministry. Now, I can't read this passage without getting excited about it. You know, the word there in Acts chapter 2, verse 40, they devoted themselves. The word there almost carries the idea they were obstinate about it. They wouldn't let go of it. Guys, we need some people passionate about loving those people in that living room tonight. You know, guys, we're not really known as a real passionate people, are we? I've always, my whole preaching career, tried to figure out how do we get people fired up. So I've tried a few different ways. I used to come before a church and quote Romans 12, verse 11, where Paul said, you are to be fervent in spirit, always serving the Lord. And then I'd look at the church and say, guess what? You've been commanded to get passionate. So get fired up right now. It's a command. Do it. I can tell it's not even working today. You know it? Then I tried another track for a while that was a little bit more effective. I'd get before the church, I'd say things like this. Either you get fired up now, or you will later. And you know what I found out? I could shake people up and get them scared of hell for 2 or 3 weeks and we'd be rolling, then he'd lose it. Well, how do we get this kind of passion? Maybe you're a life group leader or you're going to life group for the first time. How do you get this kind of passion? Here's the next word. You need vision. We need to restore the vision of a church